This is a podcast to document the strange times we are living in. We are here to give musicians and the wider arts and entertainment community a way to reach an audience with their words and music. An opportunity to share their experiences during social distancing and self-isolation measures. Self-hosted snapshots of this unique time. Welcome to Social Distancing Diaries.
Hey, what's up? I'm JC Stewart, and I'm currently self-isolating in Northern Ireland. So it's like day four of self-isolation. I was in LA last week, and I had to fly back on Sunday night on like an emergency flight sort of thing, which was ironic because I was talking to people on Thursday or Friday in LA, and they were all leaving. I'm like, guys, it's going to be fine. What? It'll blow over in like a week. It'll be fine. I'm going to stay here, see it out. It'll be fine. And then emergency flight on Sunday, so go me. That was fun. But yeah, I flew to Ireland yesterday, which was, I don't know, it was a bit scary getting on a plane. But now I'm home and I'm kind of all settled and I'm just going to stay here for the foreseeable. I'm with my family in the sort of the family house, which I haven't lived in since I was about 17. So it's going to be interesting. So we're day two of living here, so we'll see how that kicks off. It can only be interesting. And I'm currently just doing sort of phone calls while eating Crunchy Nut and wearing Crocs. Honestly, I think I've had dreams about this, but yeah, it's a weird time. And I'm trying not to think too far into the future because my whole year's been cancelled. But yeah, I think it's going to be okay, you know. Luckily, the sun's shining here, which is beautiful. And I've got loads of stuff to do today, so I'm very occupied. But yeah, we're just going to see what happens. But we'll talk to you in a little bit. Okay, it's me again. Update on this absolutely thrilling day. Sun's still shining, which in Northern Ireland is potentially a first. Makes me a bit nervous. This might be the end of the world. Because this does not happen. I had a phone call. I'm trying to release a song in the midst of the madness that we were going to release anyway. But essentially, I had like a whole music video planned, the big sort of Hollywood music video. I wrote it ages ago. I was so excited about it. But now that's not happening. So we had to do a Skype call this morning, being like, "What are we gonna do? I don't know." So yeah, I'm trying to figure that out at the minute, and whether I can, you know, how much traveling anybody can do, if at all, whether I just make it at home on my iPhone, which is a very serious possibility, whether I get fans to do it, you know. Well, but that's been interesting, and I've done a few sort of interviews for magazines, and I'm currently watching Netflix. So yeah, I think I'm about to make some food. I'm thinking bacon, eggs and potato bread. Now, the biggest positive about coming home to Ireland is potato bread. If you've never heard of potato bread, get to hear of it. Because it's, it makes me a little emotional. It's so good. Essentially, it's like potatoes in like with flour. So it's kind of like a, which is also a funny word to say in my accent, flour. You guys would say flour. So flour, and then you kind of like fry it, and you put it with bacon and eggs and fry up stuff and a bit of HP sauce. And, it's so good. So that's going to be the rest of my morning. For now, and then later on I've got some stuff to do. I'm trying to write a song about coronavirus that's not horrendously insensitive. So that's my next thing. It's going to be terrible. But excited to get working on that. For sure. But I'll shout back in a little bit. Hope you're all right. All right, it is 12:47, so just after midday. I'm not sure if I measure time in units of time anymore or in cups of tea, but I've had four of those. The boredom is hitting, if I'm being honest. Loose Women is on the TV. Would you go on a virtual date is the title. Probably not, if I'm being honest. But it's going to be a bit of a weird year. I had a whole tour, my first ever European tour in May, which was going to happen. And it's not cancelled yet, but you know. I got loads of festivals in the summer that are not cancelled yet, but you know. Well, I've had one cancelled. It was meant to be Radio 1's big weekend, and it is no longer with us. That's sad. And Yeah, you know, I was meant to be in America all year, but
you know.
So yeah, it's going to be a weird one. I've got a lot of writing to do. I'm essentially unemployed. So, you know, if anyone wants to hire me, hit me up. And yeah, it's going to be a bit of a funny one. I went to the shops earlier in Northern Ireland. People seem to be taking it easy. The shops are not as empty as they were, which is nice. I do have a bit of like a cold, like a runny nose, but I've been told that's not a symptom. But if I come down with it, I'll let you know. So that could be a more interesting podcast. And yeah, I mean, people, all the cans of Coke are gone. Coca-Cola is gone from the shops. That's all we've taken. As a nation, we've decided everything's going to be fine, but I will need 24 cans of Coca-Cola. So that's also interesting. It's getting dull, isn't it? There's a lot of FaceTime meetings about to happen, and like people want to do FaceTime songwriting sessions, which I find really interesting. It's kind of like, what are we going to... my internet's terrible here. I've got 0.8 gig of download speed, which I don't know if you know anything about a gig or a gigabyte, but 0.8 is not even a full one. That's not even one. That's 4/5 of 1 gigabyte that we've got going on here. Beautiful place, great scenery, no connectivity to the outside world, so I'm sat alone. But hopefully that works out. Instagram Live, I look like 3 pixels. On a face, which is interesting. And I'm gonna go back to Loose Women for a bit. I'll let you know how it goes. Quite interested to see how the women turn out. Not in that way. But yeah, I'll be back in a minute. All right, so I'm back. End the podcast. Thanks for listening. If you listened this far, you must be as bored as I am. See, I'm not gonna lie, I'm kind of over it already, quarantine. Yeah, I just kind of hope everything's all right now. I'm getting to that, you know, the worried stage that you try and avoid, but you're like, why are we inside? I'm kind of there, but you know what, it's gonna be good. I've downloaded Logic, so expect some fire trap beats coming out from JC Stewart any day now. I think that's where my career is obviously going. So that's something to look forward to in this dark time. And yeah, I hope you're staying safe. I hope you're keeping your distance socially, as everyone seems to have done for me for the last 23 years. But jokes, I have at least 3 friends. But yeah, thanks for listening. I'll see you on the other side of this. You know, when we're touring again, the year 2045, I'll probably be a, I don't know, guitar tech or something. Honestly, my favorite people are guitar tech, so I've done very well. But yes, sleep well, have a good night, and I'll see you soon. So, yeah. In the weird coronavirus position now, where I just got the text. I just got the text from people I was working with in LA about 12 days ago. 12 days ago, exactly. They're like, hey, JC, how are you feeling? And I'm like, I'm fine. How are you guys feeling? They're like, I had a bit of a cough, went and got checked, and turned out I have coronavirus. All the other guys got checked. They all have it too. It means you probably have it. I'm like, okay. So, looks like I have had or currently have coronavirus. However, right now I'm symptomless, which is interesting. Now, I did come back home to my family house about 5 days ago, only because my sister already had it. So, she's had it. Everybody's been exposed to it. Therefore, I was like, look, I think I might as well come home. And I didn't know, obviously, that I had been in contact with it. But it does show me the importance of staying inside right now. So yeah, I'm going to be inside, fully inside, not even going to the shops for the next while. And that's going to be weird and interesting. But yeah, hopefully it stays symptomless, and hopefully nobody else I know gets it, because that would really suck.
It's just kind of the fear now, I suppose, of like, yeah, it's weird. No, I've probably got it, and I have no, like, there's no symptoms at all.
So, yeah, got to deal with that. But hopefully it's all good. So, yeah, I think my sister got the Rona. Didn't get her tested. I mean, not that I would have been the one to get her tested, but she had all the symptoms. Didn't go to hospital. Parents were like, look, she's got it, we've got it probably. Might as well come home and we can all have it together. I'm like, this seems safe. But, yeah, no, she's fine for anybody worried. She's annoying again, which is a good sign. She's just coughing a bit, but she came through, which is good, but did not look fun, if I'm being honest. But all is well. All is well. Nobody else has it currently, so that is really good.
In other big news, I feel like I've completed Netflix and might be the grandmaster in the world at FIFA 20. Currently managing Wycombe Wanderers. We're heading towards the Champions League final in 4 seasons. So... yeah, you know, look, I put on my trousers just the same as you guys, except I'm just a FIFA don. I can't help it. It's just the way I was born. So, yeah, if anybody wants to take me on a FIFA, please slide into my DMs and get embarrassed, if that's what you want to do. If you want to lose all pride, feel free. Hit me up. It's on you. It's absolutely on you. But, yeah, that's literally all I'm doing. I was cutting down trees yesterday, which is quite exciting. I went to the farm and pretended to be a farmer. Now, I'm not sure where I fit in less. I was meant to be in LA right now, and I don't know if I fit in less in LA, where I try and be all cool, trendy, hip, and down with the kids, or on the family farm, because everybody there is just fully aware that I'm not meant to be there. They're like, oh, is that Paul's son? Is he coming? Is he going to try it? Oh, he's going to try it. He's going to try it. That's nice of him. So, yeah, I was planting trees. I drove a digger around for... I don't even know what it's called. One of the ones with the big buckets on the front. Drove one of those around for a bit. That was fun. And nearly bogged the four-wheel drive sort of truck thing down in the mud, which is literally apparently really hard to do. So that's how well that went. But yeah, turns out I'm a farmer now, so peace out. All three of my fans, I'm really sorry, but I've got to follow my calling. Okay, so you've been listening to me, JC Stewart, talking absolute nonsense. So if you've made it this far, you're obviously as bored as I am. But if you have made it this far, I have a new song out. And I'm poor, and I don't have a job right now. So, you know, go listen to it. And this is it. It's called Lying That You Love Me. And I don't need you anymore. I tell myself I'm turning pages, try to find the chapter's end. Cause I was too in love with your flaws, saw the signs, missed them all. Maybe I was under your spell. You shot us down, started war, killed us off, wanted more. Said I never need you again. I said I never need you again. But I miss you. Lying that you love me, and I miss you. Saying you're sorry, oh, cause I know that I'm better off alone. Maybe I'm a fool cause I can't let go. I miss you, oh, lying that you love me. So won't you say it again? Space with anything else. Cause I was too in love with your flaws, saw the signs, missed them all. Maybe I was under your spell. Oh, you shot us down, started war, killed us off, wanting more. Sad and never need you again.
said I'd never need you again, but I miss you. Lying that you love me, and I miss you. Saw the signs, missed them all. Maybe I was under your spell. You shot us down, started war, killed us off, wanting more. Said I'd never need you again. Said I'd never need you again. But I miss you.
Thank you very much for listening to my out-of-tune guitar and me singing. I'm going to have my 27th cup of the tea, cup of tea of the day. Stay safe, wash your hands, don't go outside. See you later.
Thank you for listening to Social Distancing Diaries. If you want to discuss your own experiences, join the conversation. You can reach us on socialdistancingdiaries@gmail.com, at SDDpod on Twitter, at Social Distancing Diaries Pod on Instagram, and on facebook.com/Social Distancing Diaries. Social Distancing Diaries is a Dark Shepherd production, voiceover by Gemma Moore. Theme music is This City by Treasure Season, edited by Jed Shepherd, concept by Tom Dark.